Hello, kids. Welcome back. I'm Christopher.
I'm Mike.
In the last time we saw you, Laura and Tiffany were discussing hot springs.
Oh, that's right. They were both complaining about the cold weather.
And the aches that their body were, were feeling at
so
the time.
So Laura thought it would be a great idea for them to go to a hot spring.
Right.
All right. And they decided to go. I remember they were choosing between Yanmingshan and Ulai.
Right.
Where did they choose to go?
They chose Ulai.
Ulai.
We chose Yanmingshan.
That's right. We didn't get up there, did we?
No, it was on a mountain.
I took the MRT and went the wrong way.
There's no elevator.
You can't. Yeah.
I have to walk.
It's tough. They should put Mount Hot Springs in the middle of the city, like 7-Elevens.
Yeah. I would love that.
That'd be great.
Welcome to 7-Eleven Hot Springs.
Maybe that's what the article's about. Let's check it out.
A season for hot springs. I need to tell you some things before we visit the hot spring.
What kinds of things?
For example, always shower before entering the water.
This helps keep the spring clean, right?
Right. Also, never soak for more than 30 minutes.
Is it dangerous to stay in one for too long?
Yes. Finally, always drink lots of water before and after soaking.
I see. This keeps us from becoming dehydrated after sweating so much.
You got it. Okay, are you ready to leave now?
You bet. Ulai, here we come. Kind. Kind. There are many different kinds of cake and bread in a bakery. There are many different kinds of cake and bread in a bakery. Shower. Shower. Emily likes to shower in the morning to wake herself up. Emily likes to shower in the morning to wake herself up. Dangerous. Dangerous. It's dangerous to surf today because the waves are too big. It's dangerous to surf today because the waves are too big. Sweat. Sweat. People sweat because the body needs to cool down. People sweat because the body needs to cool down.
Okay, so Laura tells Tiffany,
mm-hmm.
I should tell you some things before we visit the hot spring.
What, is she a spy?
I don't think she's gonna tell
her. Did she kill
that.
Somebody?
Laura kill someone?
Yeah? What does she want to tell her?
Well, we can find out. Tiffany says, what kind of things?
I'm so scared.
Oh, it's okay. Don't worry.
Okay.
So Tiffany says, what kind of things? Kind.
Mm-hmm.
It means one of the different types of something in a group.
Oh,
so
okay.
If we're talking about pizza, I might say, what kind of pizza do you want? This
right.
would mean, what do you want on the pizza?
Okay, or what kind of movie do you want to see?
Right.
An action movie, a comedy movie, a scary movie. So these are all movies, but there are different kinds or types.
Types is another.
We often use that. Kind is K-I-N-D, K-I-N-D.
And types would be T-Y-P-E-S, mm-hmm. T-Y-P-E-S.
All right, our example sentence, there are many different kinds of cake and bread in a bakery.
Well, yeah.
There are many different kinds of cake and bread in a bakery.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get back to what Laura wants to tell Tiffany.
She says, for example,
always
shower before entering the water.
Oh, she's telling her things about the hot spring.
Right, not confessions.
I thought it was like big news, but this is an important thing to know, right? You should take a shower at the hot spring before you go in the water. So all that dirty stuff on your body gets washed away, because sometimes you're in the hot spring with other people.
Yeah, you don't want other people's filth and dirt on your skin.
It's and if gross. You're dirty, taking a shower is a great way to get clean. Shower is S-H-O-W-E-R. S-H-O-W-E-R. We can use it both as a noun and as a verb, but we're always talking about that thing in the bathroom where you stand up, the water comes out, you use it to wash your body and wash your hair, but you're always standing up. That's a shower.
Interesting fact, in France, they have bathtubs with the shower head.
Ah, yeah.
But they don't actually stand.
Oh, really? They sit down in the bathtub.
Yeah, it's strange.
I guess some people do that.
I mean, different, not strange.
What's our example sentence?
Emily likes to shower in the morning to wake herself up.
Oh, yeah.
Emily likes to clean herself, shower in the morning to wake herself up.
This right.
like a good idea.
Absolutely.
So Tiffany tells Laura, or asks Laura a question, this helps keep the spring clean, right?
Mm-hmm, it does. It helps to keep the water in the hot spring nice and clean. Oh. And Laura says, right, she also says, and this is important, never soak for more than 30 minutes. Never soak for more than 30 minutes. Remember, soak is to sit in water for a long time, like you do in a bath or at a hot spring.
Like I'm soaking in...
You're soaking
in imaginary water.
In imaginary water that only you can see right now. Yes. But don't do it for more than 30 minutes, because as Tiffany says...
It is dangerous.
It is dangerous.
It is dangerous. Now, also, soak, we didn't discuss it last time, but it can mean, like, I could get you really wet.
Right.
Yes.
You so can we do that.
Yeah,
that could be dangerous, too.
Yeah, it could, if you're by electricity. So dangerous means to likely to injure or harm somebody, or to damage or to destroy something. So when she says don't soak for more than 30 minutes or a half hour, it could be dangerous. She probably means to her skin or the inside, like her organs, maybe her stomach.
Yeah, dangerous things are things that could hurt you. So like riding a motorcycle without a helmet, or running across the street when you don't look to see if cars come, You could get hit, you could get hurt, just like sitting in a hot spring. I think it's bad for your heart.
Ah.
Because the water is so hot, your heart will beat faster trying to keep you cool. And that could be bad, especially for older people.
Oh,
it could be dangerous. D-A-N-G-E-R-O-U-S. Did we spell it?
No, we did not.
D-A-N-G-E-R-O-U-S.
It's dangerous to surf today because the waves are too big.
Ooh, yeah.
It's dangerous to surf today because the waves are too big. So do you think they're maybe saying this sentence to a waiter, a surfer, or like a chef?
The example sentence? Yeah. I think probably a surfer down at the beach.
Okay.
Yeah,
so not
imagine.
They're not telling the chef that the water is too...
No, I don't think so.
I got confused.
Okay.
So Tiffany asked Laura, is it dangerous to stay in one for too long?
And Laura says yes, Soaking for more than 30 minutes is dangerous.
Oh, okay.
She has another little bit of good advice here, some good information. Finally, Laura says, always drink lots of water before and after soaking.
Oh,
so you have to drink water. Now that's kind of strange because you're sitting in water, but you have to drink water too.
And you probably don't want to drink the water you're sitting in.
Oh, no, that would be very hot and might taste kind of funny.
Especially if someone did not shower.
That's true. Ooh. But Tiffany knows why we should drink water.
She says, I see. This keeps us from becoming dehydrated after sweating so much.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, so we see quite a few words here. Maybe we should explain them?
For sure. Okay, sweating is what your body does when you're very hot. Right, drops of kind of water will come out of your skin and will, you know, run down your body. You've all known this in the summertime if you're doing exercise or playing sports. You know, you wipe your head or you feel like wet on your body.
You get it under here.
That is sweat. We can use this both as a noun. Look, some sweat. Well, there's none there now, but... Or you can also use it as a verb. I sweat a lot when I exercise in the summer. But basically, it's your body making itself cooler. Not, hey, cooler, but like lower temperature.
Yeah, like
sweat
a is fan on you cooler.
Exactly, like an AC. Sweat is S-W-E-A-T. S-W-E-A-T.
All right. And people sweat because the body needs to cool down.
That's a great example
sentence. That's exactly what we just said. People sweat because the body needs to cool down.
Now, Chris, what happens if you sweat a lot?
Oh, well.
And you don't drink water.
That is a problem.
Because the water's going out, but the water's not coming in.
Exactly. And that would get you dehydrated. You would become dehydrated.
Then you would dehydrate.
Exactly.
It's a big word, dehydrate.
Yeah, it is a very big word.
Good word.
Okay, so dehydrate means to lose water or to cause something to lose water.
Right.
So dehydrate is spelled D-E-H-Y-D-R-A-T-E. D-E-H-Y-D-R-A-T-E.
Okay.
So the first part, D, let's pretend that's not there and we have the word hydrate.
Mm-hmm.
The second half, that means to make wet.
So when you drink water, you hydrate yourself.
Exactly.
When you sweat and lose that water, you dehydrate yourself.
Exactly.
Okay, our example sentence, Jeremy Lin drinks plenty of water. Well, all NBA players drink plenty of water, but Jeremy Lin is one. He drinks plenty of water during games so he doesn't dehydrate.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Jeremy Lin drinks plenty of water during games so he doesn't dehydrate. Because if you dehydrate too much, it can actually kill you.
Yes,
yeah,
it can.
It can be very dangerous.
You can also tell if your body's dehydrated because, one, you are thirsty, you feel thirsty, or your mouth feels dry. Also, you can tell by going to the restroom, depending on the color of your...
If you go pee-pee?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, if your pee-pee is like orange.
Right. You need water immediately.
It's a good point. They say if you feel thirsty, you're already starting to dehydrate.
Yeah,
so drink a little bit of water quite often when you're exercising or at a hot spring.
Exactly. Laura tells her, though, you got it.
You got it.
You got it.
What Tiffany said was,
correct.
If I don't drink, I'll dehydrate. Laura says, you got it.
Which
meaning,
means correct.
That's right.
Exactly. Both of those, correct or that's right, is
there
what you got it means.
All right, I think they're ready.
Oh, yeah. Laura continues, though. She says, okay, are we ready to leave now?
Yep. They have all the information.
Right.
They're ready to go. And Tiffany says, you bet. You bet here. Well, we're not talking about bet like putting money on a baseball game to win or lose. Mm. It just means yes, for sure. Like as if I said to Chris, you bet. So if he bet on what I said, he would win because it's true. Because
exactly.
What I said is yes, it's true.
Okay.
You bet.
And then together they say, Wulai, here we come. And here we come is our Ingwen Kwai Yi Tong. So how about we check that out?
Let's do that.
English. Hello, everyone. I'm Nicole. 欢迎收看英文快译通知，打给爱猪语哦。经过一连串的分分合合，淡定哥和超跑姐终于决定要重修旧好。至于会怎么发展，就让我们看下去。
Oh my God! Here we are. Here we are. 今天天气好好。是会出来玩耶、
出来走是不错，要不要喝红茶？ Here you go。
同学们爱注意哦，超跑姐一开始很兴奋地说了那句 Here we are， 你知道是什么意思吗？一般来说，地方副词 here 或者是 there 会放在句子的最后面，不过在这里我们可以看到地方副词 here 被移到句子的最开头了，这是一个习惯用法，意思是我们到达目的地了。另外，淡定哥在拿出招牌红茶给超跑姐的时候，也说了一句 Here you go， 是一样的句型，地方副词 here 或是 there 加上代名词，加上动词或 be 动词，就表示你要的东西在这里。 Here you go。
今天真开心，我陪你一整天，你要怎么报答我啊？好吧。Here is your opportunity.
Look, here comes the bus.
同学们爱注意哦。刚刚男女主角提到的两个句子分别是 Here is your opportunity 还有 Here comes the bus， 一样是将地方副词放在句子的最前面，形成地方副词加动词或 be 动词加上主词这样一个倒装的句型。其中 Here is your opportunity 就是这是你的机会，你的机会来了。而另外一个句子就更常用了，我们在等公车的时候最期待的就是这一刻，Here comes the bus， 公车来了，也就等于 The bus is coming here。
公车走了。
这辆公车暂停载客了，那等下一班的时间，来嘛来嘛。
Well， 这应该算是一个完美的 ending 啦。今天教的倒装句型，相信各位同学已经有基本的概念咯。哦，我和我朋友约喝下午茶， There she comes， 她已经到了。英文快一通，打给爱足语哦。我们下次见，拜拜。
Okay, so here we come. That was very interesting. Yes. And, well, that's it for our article, but we'll be right back after this. It's okay, Chris. It's okay.
Oh, we're back.
Yeah, we're back. Look, everybody's there still.
Hi, kids.
He was so sad. He was so sad. I was going to take him to a hot spring, and maybe that would make him feel happier.
Yeah, my heart ached.
But you look happy now.
I am.
So I'll take you to a cold spring.
Oh.
In the winter.
To take away my happiness?
Ooh, that would be bad, wouldn't it?
You might turn into an ice cube.
Maybe you can meet a polar bear or a penguin.
I like penguins.
Or a seal. Arr, at the cold spring
seals.
In the winter.
Polar bears are dangerous.
That's not a bad idea. We're going to check that out and tell you all about the polar bears we meet when we see you sometime in the future. But for now, bye-bye. He's going into the future.
Fun with phrases.
You got it.
You got it.
Thanks for helping me, Annie.
Don't worry about it, Bear.
So, 4 times 5 plus 29 minus 6 equals 1?
You got it.
All right. Now, 81 divided by 9 plus 2 squared equals 1.
You got it.
Hi, Annie. Do you want to study together?
Of course. You got it.
What a nice friend. At least I got all of my answers right.
Hello everyone, I'm Evita. 欢迎收看 A Plus 小聚会。不知道大家有没有觉得哪对夫妻或是情侣真的是金童玉女、郎才女貌、天生绝配呢？如果想要表达我们是天生一对，那就可以说 We are meant for each other. We are meant for each other. 其实这句话的用法非常的多，我们来组合一下。举例来说，如果你要表达我和你是天生一对，第一种用法你就可以说 You and I are meant for each other. You and I are meant for each other. 第二种用法就是 A 加 B 动词 meant for B.所以是 You are meant for me, I am meant for you. 而在这里我们看到了 meant, M-E-A-N-T, 是 mean 的过去式。还有一种很常见的用法就是 meant to be, 意思就是注定的。所以我们可以直接说 We are meant to be, we are meant to be. 这也有天生一对的意思。We are meant to be friends, we are meant to be friends. 我们注定是好朋友。同学们 ,do you find someone who is meant for you? 相信大家一定可以找到自己的真命天子或真命天女哦。
A season for hot springs. I need to tell you some things before we visit the hot spring.
What kinds of things?
For example, always shower before entering the water.
This helps keep the spring clean, right?
Right. Also, never soak for more than 30 minutes.
Is it dangerous to stay in one for too long?
Yes. Finally, always drink lots of water before and after soaking.
I see. This keeps us from becoming dehydrated after sweating so much.
You got it. Okay, are you ready to leave now?
You bet. Ulai, here we come. Kind. Kind. There are many different kinds of cake and bread in a bakery. There are many different kinds of cake and bread in a bakery. Shower. Shower. Emily likes to shower in the morning to wake herself up. Emily likes to shower in the morning to wake herself up. Dangerous. Dangerous. It's dangerous to surf today because the waves are too big. It's dangerous to surf today because the waves are too big. Sweat. Sweat. People sweat because the body needs to cool down. People sweat because the body needs to cool down.